Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Garr reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Horta reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Otis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. May moves to second. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. May moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Steve Mingori now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive towards the mound. Barrios reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Mingori fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Garr picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garr. Wilson moves all the way to home. It's 4-1, White Sox. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Otis reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing left field. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Cowens moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Cowens moves to third. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 White Sox. Guy Hoffman now pitching. George Scott pinch hits for Steve Braun. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-4 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Frank White. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.